Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
All it takes is one strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through in your bodybuilding and training efforts that can launch you into a whole new level of understanding of the concepts and a whole new level of physical growth. Welcome to this bodybuilding and training talk radio show. I am Skip LaCour. Hey, if you could ask me one question with a challenge that you're going through, and that challenge being solved will launch you into that new level of growth, what would that question be? Think about that right now. Think about how you can use my years of coaching experience, my bodybuilding and training experience, whether you're a hardcore lifter, whether you want to become a hardcore lifter, a competitive bodybuilder, or you just want to just get in the gym, crank it out, build some muscle, lose some body fat, go about your day, whatever it is. The experience that I've had taking to such an extreme level and then coming back and learning the most effective and efficient strategies can help you take your body to the next level, no matter what level that is. So where are you right now in your bodybuilding and training efforts, and what is that next level for you as you strive to create the body that you really, really want? What's stopping you from getting there? Think about that. What is stopping you from getting there? As I coach hundreds of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world, what I've found is that your bodybuilding, your training challenges, a lot of times are become because of personal challenges that you have in your life. When you can organize your personal life, your thoughts, your mind, your emotions, the people around you in a manner, hey, the training, the eating, that becomes easy. That's where my 25 years in the personal development business is a perfect fusion of teaching you the bodybuilding and training methods. I can help you get your life in order. I do that all the time with all the clients and the people that I help around the world. So let's talk about that. Maybe you don't know what's stopping you from getting there, and getting this one-on-one coaching with me right now, taking advantage right here, right now in this open forum, this talk radio show, could be that day you get some clarity. Hey, I'll tell you what, one thing I can guarantee you, when you get off the phone with me today, it'll be a matter of just doing it. It won't be a matter of you being able to use that excuse that, oh, I just don't know what to do. Well, why should I do this training strategy? Well, this one works well for me. Oh, I'll start my diet when I find the perfect diet. Whatever excuses that you may have that's creating so much noise and so much chatter in your mind that you think is getting in the way of you having that body that you really want, we're going to demolish that today. But here's the question. Are you willing to throw those excuses aside, quit rationalizing, you know, get under the fire, so to speak, so that when you get off this phone, it's just a matter of doing it? Or are you going to hide behind all your excuses? Because really, it may be that you just don't want to do the work. I know that's a hard realization, especially if you've been telling yourself for so long, oh, yeah, I really want this body. Oh, I just can't seem to do it. To get off the phone with no more excuses to fall back on, how much determination do you really have? How much courage do you really have that you won't be able to use that excuse anymore and you'll finally get this challenge? Let me just tell you something. That wouldn't be such a bad thing. You know, they say that stress is caused in your life. Stress, anxiety, angst. It's caused when you have a set of expectations for yourself and they're not met. that's what causes the stress and anxiety. So you have a couple things. You can either lower your expectations, and then you won't have as much stress, or you can keep your expectations high where you want them to be. You may even want to raise them if you can just know that you're on track doing the things to meet those expectations. The stress is eliminated. The noise, the chatter in your head gets dialed down, and then it's just a matter of going to it. So I want you to call a phone. I've got a free gift for you. It's a $24.99 value. Literally thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts around the world have paid $24.99 for this ebook. It's Skip LaCour's Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. It's a 154-page ebook that lines out all the organizing principles, the mental, the physical, the emotional, training routines, even how eating incorporates to all of that. Packing On Muscle Max OT Style, it explains all the principles to effective, efficient training, intense training, the Max OT training principles. Max OT training is developed by AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition. You can check out that website at www.ast-ss.com. www.ast-ss.com. Max OT training principles. If you've followed my work over the years, if you've been listening to this radio show, whether it's live right now or in a podcast version, if you can identify with the way that I explain things and I make them a part of, you know, who you are, your living, more than just about sets and reps or what nutrients put in your body, how I tie it all together in a more holistic approach for success. Well, that's what this book, Max OT Training, Packing On Muscle, Max OT Training Style, my ebook, 154 pages, it's yours, just for calling in. Heck, all you have to do is make a comment. And this is how this works, gentlemen. Ladies out there, gentlemen, is when you call in, I have all your numbers logged. So then after the show or during the show, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, and then I'll just send the ebook to you. It's that simple. Again, are you willing to call me, get on the phones, and have the courage to throw all your excuses away? And then you're going to have to start in the gym tomorrow. With a new attitude and focus, are you ready to take that self-imposed pressure that's going to take you to the next level? I want you to call in. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. This Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is just about that. It's about the mental, the physical, training in the gym, eating strategies. It's about you becoming better you. This isn't a bodybuilding show that talks about people necessarily, bodybuilders, their lifestyle, who's going to win a contest or things like that, the pro bodybuilders and things like that. Hey, you want to talk about those type of things? I can do that for you too. But this is about you. We're going to sit back. We're not going to be spectators. We're going to take charge of our lives and our directions and our training habits. I've got a call from the 636 area code, and I'll jump into the calls right now. Again, if you want to call in, get that free ebook. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Let me tell you something. Any question that you ask, it can't be a silly question. It can't be too specific. One thing you'll know as I'm your coach, your teacher, your guru, your friend, is that when some person asks a question, what I'll do is I'll answer their question specifically, and then what I'll do is I'll open it up so we can all go about learning from this same person's challenge, because as I've been helping bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts, as I've seen the commonality, what one person's challenge is at one time or another, that is our challenge too, and so we can all benefit from each other. So again, the number is 347-326-9145. Get your free ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. So caller from the 636 area code. Caller, are you there? Caller from that 636 area code. Caller, are you there?
Oh, Skip, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. This is Stephen from St. Louis. How are you doing?
I am awesome, Stephen. How are you, sir?
I am great. This is my second time to call in. I called in a few weeks ago and had another question that popped up in training last week. I'm entering my 6 month of max OT training, And
6 months, you say?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Getting into the specifics now, I know you say, you know, you got to start with the big questions when you first start and get in there and do it. Now it's about the fine-tuning. So I was going to say.
Let me step back for a second. MaxOT Training. It's developed by AST Sports Science, Sports Nutrition Company. You can go to the website at ast-ss.com. All right. Go on the lower right-hand corner. You can click on to and get access into their website where it explains and gives routines and great detail of the MaxOT training program. It's free to have access. So go to the MaxOT training site. For those of you who are new, maybe listening to this live for the first time or listening to this in a podcasted version, downloaded archive version, MaxOT training is maximum overload training. And what it is, it's how to build muscle, lose body fat in the shortest, most efficient manner. All right, not spending a lot of time in the gym, just working on focus and intensity. Now, intensity is a mental approach. When the training routines are lined out, an approach that locks you in, gives you deadlines, it creates that sense of urgency, it creates that sense of intensity. So it's lined out in a manner that you have to be focused and you have to be intense. That's what makes this program so efficient. And again, don't look at the program and say, wow, I'll take a little bit of this and I'll keep this for my old training program and maybe I'll try a little of this. Follow it in its entirety. Follow it to the T, so to speak. That's where you get the results. All right, Stephen. So now that you've been doing it for 6 months, a lot of those big questions Stephen talked about, and this is what I encourage everyone to do, is that I get so many questions, Stephen. You would be amazed how I get ask the most detailed questions about training or nutrition. And one thing I just want to help so much. I mean, I have radio talk shows and different categories of training, fitness, personal development. Something about me is always just wanting to help so much, and sometimes I'll see these emails come through with these specific things, and I'll answer the email. One thing is what I've learned over the years is that I can get a flavor or a sense of where that person is. And a lot of times when they're asking those details, I'll hold back from what I instinctively want to do and just reach out and help out and give them an answer. Because I do know that what I found through experience is you give them an answer on those detailed things, they're going to ask another one and another one and another one. And then sooner, I just don't have the time to be doing that, especially when I provide so many free resources over the Internet. Not only for the people who really want to take the time and invest their time and emotion. Anything in life that you don't pay for, sometimes, unfortunately, the value of it is zero. So when you invest your money, you invest your time into something, that's when you get the results. You put yourself on the line. I have tons of resources that I am so certain I can guarantee, money back guarantee, that can get you the results you want when you're committed. All right, so I have all kinds of resources out there. I find out when I answer one little detailed question, and then they'll be right back with another one, and another one, and another one. And then I'll have to just stop it, right? And then they get upset because I won't answer all the detailed questions. I'm doing them more of a disservice by answering all those detailed questions that I can tell by the writing they're not even in the gym. A lot of times they'll even admit that to me. Well, I really haven't started yet. They want to get all their ducks, all the details, all lined out before they can even invest any of their time or emotion. And I know I can understand that. I can understand how you working so hard, committing to doing something, you don't want to fail. Maybe you've been in the gym a few times before. You bought your membership and then you failed in the past. And you don't want to do that again. So you want to get all your ducks straight, all your resources, all your exact plan and get total certainty before you start. Heck, you know that, Stephen, before I started training in the gym, when I started entering contests and really taking it to the next level in my early 20s, I signed up for whether expensive gyms or inexpensive gyms. I signed up 3 times, went there for about 2-3 weeks, and quit just like a lot of other people out there. Do you know that I did that too?
That's actually encouraging.
Yeah, no, I mean, information overload. I went through it. Everything that you guys have gone through out there, trust me, I've been there through that, and hopefully that you can get that empathy. Now, I'm going to be tough on you. When it's time to just get in there and do it, I'm going to push you. I'm going to be a coach isn't someone who babies you, someone who pushes you past your already preconceived boundaries and shows you what you're really capable of. And that's my job as your coach and your friend when it's time, when there's enough information, just push you out there and do that. So, Stephen, I'm glad you've done that. You've been training for 6 months. I'm sure all the questions you have at the beginning, many of them are already answered for you. And now your time to go back and find the details. So that's great. So what are those questions for it?
Well,
that you have about that?
I did have a list of 48 questions, but now you've shot it down. I'm just kidding. No. But my big question, it's actually kind of stems from watching your Max OT Style DVD. And the thing that's so great about the DVD is it really shows, you know, there's a lot of questions between form and function within, you know, lifting a weight, and how when you're training heavy, you know, you have to, you're not going to have the personal trainer perfect form, and you know, you may get some awkward looks, but you're going to be hitting that target muscle. But my question is, one of the things that you consistently say is that when you're lifting a weight, you explode through the positive movement, and then on the negative movement, you bring it down for about a two count.
Right. Now, control it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
control it on the way down.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on specifically like when you're on a machine and doing some of these exercises, I know it can be really easy to go really, really heavy, and you'll go like a one count on the positive, but it's so heavy you also do a one count on the negative. And so I guess my question is, what's more important, increasing that amount of weight or making sure that you have that control on the negative for that two count, which would be with lesser weight, if that makes sense?
No, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
And I'm going to just kind of open that up to everyone else. Two things I'm doing this is that I've noticed on the podcast version, depending on, I guess, where you call from in the country, the questions, my tone, my voice qualities, the volume level on my voice is sometimes a lot more than the caller, so I'll just repeat your question.
Sure.
What Stephen wants to know is that, hey, he understands and appreciates you got to go for it in the gym. I mean, you have to, if you want to build the most muscle in the shortest period of time, you got to overload, you got to traumatize, you got to stimulate that muscle with heavy weight. At the same time, he appreciates the fact that, you know, if you use sloppy form that's too sloppy, and you miss the targeted muscle groups, or let alone get hurt or something like that, well, that's no good. At the same time, if you use, you know, I'll tell you what, if you want to be safe, if you were training me and I worked for some big commercial gym, mm-hmm. and I saw you lifting, and I was responsible, my gym was legally responsible if you hurt yourself or not, I would tell you, use strict, perfect form. Well, then I can just cover my own butt, all right? Now, is strict perfect form that you hear so much about in the magazines? You even hear the pro bodybuilder sometimes say that. Just use perfect form. And at the same time, you see a lot of pro bodybuilders, guys with a lot of muscle, they use what a lot of maybe newer people see as sloppy form. Well, what's the answer on that? Well, the thing about it is, it's forget about what it looks like. You need to forget about what it looks like, and you certainly need to forget about what you think, how other people are viewing you or what they're telling you. You know, you're a man who's taking control of your own life and your own training habits. You don't need someone's approval about how you're training in the gym. So that's the first thing, whether you're doing 4 to 6 reps as the Max OT training program outlines for you, or that your form might not be personal training textbook form. Who gives a darn what they think? This is your journey, and it's yours to figure out, all right? So here's the thing about that form thing, perfect form. You know, it's when you're too rigid. You're too rigid and too strict. You worry about getting hurt with too much weight. You're more likely to get hurt when you're too rigid and try to lift challenging weight. And the same time is if you want to stay safe and then you use lighter weight just to use perfect form, well, then you're not going to stimulate the muscle. You're going to find out that if you loosen up a little, I'm not talking about getting sloppy. Just loosen up. Still feel in the targeted muscle group. Find that perfect balance between too strict and too light, between too heavy and too sloppy. There's a happy medium in there before that's functional weight, and that's how you build the muscle in the shortest period of time. Now, Stephen's question was, well, how do I go about doing that? How do I find that happy medium? And if I have to sacrifice one for the other, which one do I choose? Well, my thing is, I'm going to offer you a different mindset, Stephen, is when you know what you want, you keep on striving for that. Now, using on a machine, and the weight is so heavy that the momentum of the weight on the negative part of the movement, you just can't help it. It swings you back, and you can't do a two count. One count explosive through the working of the movement, and then on it's going back, it's controlling it for a two count. Well, do your best. I mean, do a one and a half count. Does that make sense, Stephen? Just as though you know your outcome, you are not letting the weight swing back. You're doing your best to control it on the way down. All right? Maybe you can't reach to a two count, 1,001, 1,002 on the way back. Well, then, you know, it'd be a 1.25 control, or a one and a half, or a one and three quarters. Do your best. Shoot for that. That brings up an excellent question. And I have a thread on the bodybuilding.com message board under IFBB Pros. I mean, I don't know how many pages, maybe about 20 pages there. A lot of these questions are answered. You could go to bodybuilding.com. They're a sponsor of the show here. Check out that website. You can check out my thread on the message board under IFBB Pro Bodybuilding. And you can go through just a list of the basic questions and then some complex questions. A lot of the questions you might have, I may have already been answered. I do know I point you to a lot of resources that I've written, whatever it takes to get these questions answered. And someone just this past week asked a question that was right on, similar to yours, Stephen. And when I used an analogy, as we strive for the next level, and think about this, guys, this is the same way it works in life, too, is that, you know, when you want to get from point A to point B, and, yeah, it would be nice to kind of just go on a straight line, use the least amount of time, don't make mistakes. It's not usually how it happens in life. And I use the analogy when an airplane flies from New York City to Los Angeles. Do you know that when the airplane makes that 3,000-mile flight, because of the winds and altitudes and things like that, it's blown off course hundreds of times during those 3,000 miles. It doesn't go on a straight line. It knows what it wants. Like I said with you, Stephen, on those machines, I'm telling you what you ultimately want, and that is to control it on a two count on the negative movement, okay?
Right.
Don't let the momentum just swing it back. That's what you want. That's your intended outcome. That's the pilot on New York City knows exactly where he wants to go, and that's to L.A. Well, when you try a heavier weight and you can't quite control it, you keep on making adjustments, okay? You don't just stop. I mean, when an airplane gets blown off course, you know, halfway on its way to L.A., and it gets blown, you know, 20 miles off course, it's not going to go all the way back to New York and start all over again, or just say, well, we're blown off course, I guess we'll stop here. No, it'll just make the adjustments, all right? It'll make hundreds of adjustments along the way, and that's the way that you got to think about this with your training or in anywhere in life. Does that make sense to you? You know what
yeah,
you
does.
Want. Okay, you're going to be blown off course. You maybe use too much heavy weight, or you're not able to do it, but you're going to keep on trying. Maybe take a step back, then go a step forward. Whatever it takes to eventually get the job done. All right?
Okay.
Does that make sense? You can use that for form, weight, any aspect of it. Like I said, that's universal to every aspect of life as well as in the gym. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It's good advice. Thanks.
All right. Hey, well, call back anytime, Stephen. Keep on going and let us know how your max OT training is going for you in the future, all right?
All right. Thanks, Skip. Have a good week.
Okay. You Bye-bye. Too. Take care. Now we have a caller from the 443 area code. 443, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Skip.
Hi, how are you? Who am I speaking with?
This is Ben from Maryland.
Ben, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Awesome, awesome. How can I help you, sir?
Okay, my question is, I purchased the MaxOT DVD a couple months ago, and I've watched it several times. My question is, before each set, I see you smacking your chest, and I was wondering what that was and maybe how I could incorporate it into my workouts.
Okay. Now, that's a great question. Now, I did explain it on the DVD, and I'm going to give you a better explanation now, and you can ask me more questions to make sure I clarify it. I don't want you to get off the phone today off this radio show until it's perfectly clear in your mind, okay? So basically what that is, it's you know that I have, or you may or may not know, that I have 25 years in the personal development area, motivation, how to use your mind, how to become the best athlete. I mean, I've always been fascinated. I remember when I was in fourth grade basketball, I had this one guy on the team who was a small kid, just a mental stud. He was, and at that level, it's not really your physical prowess, your physical strength that make you a good athlete. Do you you know what I'm talking about, Ben?
Yeah.
When you're younger, it's what kids have the confidence. Who has their head on straight? If you believe you can do it, you can. And it isn't until later when the physical body catches up that works. The best athletes, whether it's professional or back in grammar school, it's people who think they're the best. And I've always been fascinated. He was such an influence on how the mind works. And because I always wanted to be the best in sports, I was always fascinated with the mind. All right, that led to when I was 25 years old, I went on this journey for personal development, reading all the books, all the audio programs at that time, CDs, going to seminars, all the ways to manipulate your mind to get the best performance. And if you read my writing throughout the years, bodybuilding and training, I incorporate that. I fuse that into everything that I talk about because I do believe that is so important. Well, one of the ways to harness your mental powers is called NLP. It's neuro-linguistic programming. And basically what that is that your senses, sight, sound, smell, all those things, they remind you of certain times and they get locked into your nervous system, all right? Now, is there a song that if you heard right now could remind you of your first girlfriend, Ben, way back when? Is there anything, you know what I'm talking about? Do you know, what song would that be?
It'd be a folk song by Dodeci.
Okay. What song is that?
Forever My Lady.
Okay. Now, if you were to, and how many years ago has that been?
That
you had that girlfriend.
Oh, God. Probably 15 years ago.
Okay, 15 years ago. But you can be in an elevator, right? Or you can be driving down the street on the oldies but goodies station, and you hear that song by Jodeci, it would just put you in a state. And I would assume you have some pretty good memories about that first girlfriend and that time in your life. And when you hear that song, you kind of just are in a better mood. You understand? If you're really living that experience. Do you know what I'm talking about, Ben?
Yeah.
That sound, that song, is triggering your nervous system on an emotional level, and you're going back to that place of good times. Now, that's where sound becomes a trigger to putting you in an emotional state, all right? I'm sure that if someone asked you for a favor and that song was playing in the background, you would say, hey, yeah, for sure, go ahead, no problem, okay? It does affect you and what you do, what you think about yourself, and that mood at that particular time. Now, I use that example because most people can identify with a song that puts them in a certain state that reminds them of a certain time, okay? It could be smells, and apple pie can remind you of grandma back when you were 4 years old, okay? It could be sights, like you could be, watching an old movie and it could take you back to a certain time in your life. Now, to whether you could use it in a good way, maybe your girlfriend, or in a bad way. I'm sure that some people might be thinking of a song in their mind who are listening to the show live or on a podcast. They think of a song of their first girlfriend, and it puts them in a bad state. It puts them in a disempowered state. It brings back bad times in their mind, okay? That would be a negative trigger. So we have positive triggers and negative triggers. They could be sights. They could be sounds like music. They could be smells, and they could also be touch, all right? Now, let's use a bad time as an example. And this is how the brain and the nervous system works. Okay, let's just say that this grandfather that you really love, maybe a great-grandfather, he died. All right? And you were at a funeral, and everybody came by, and they said, "Hey, Ben, sorry to hear your grandfather die." And they tapped you on the back, on the shoulder, right? Next person came, "Hey, I'm sorry about your grandfather. You really loved him." Patted you on the shoulder. And that happened over and over again when you're in that highly emotional state of being sad and thinking about your grandpa. It could be 3 years later, 5 years later, 15 years later. All right? Like, you know, that song you heard by Jodeci. And someone can come up to you and tap you on the shoulder like that, and it's emotionally linked. And all of a sudden you start feeling down and sad. You might not be consciously thinking about your grandfather, but all of a sudden you seem kind of down and kind of sad, and you don't know why. Well, because 15 years ago you got emotionally linked to that pat on your back, highly emotional state, pat on the shoulder, highly emotional state, pat on the shoulder. That's what this is all about, and that's what happens all the time. Every time you get triggered, whether it's conscious or subconscious, of different memories and different emotions and different states, because of when you're in a highly emotional state, something around you gets linked to it. Well, I want power in the gym. I want strength in the gym. I want consistency in the gym. And I use that same power of neuro-linguistic program to program my nervous system for strength and for power, okay, and consistency. And so when I'm in a highly emotional state, maybe it's really close to a contest, maybe I'm just extremely driven, what I would do is I'd slap myself in the chest. I would think about what I want, how determined, how pumped up I am. You know that feeling, right, Ben, when you're really pumped up and determined in the gym, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. At the same time, you know those times where you don't feel very motivated and you're thinking, 100-pound dumbbells. Oh, I know I've done those before, but I'd be lucky if I'm going to do 70. Let me try 70. All right? You know those times, too. Wouldn't it be – and it's just a matter of what's in your head, because do you agree that when you hit those 100-pound dumbbells, that was all in your mind? And then when you decided to – step back and, you know, 3 weeks later and just say, I know I've done hundreds, I'm only going to do 70s now. Do you know that if someone maybe had a training partner or you finally sucked up and then you tried the hundreds, you lifted the hundreds, okay? So it's what state of mind are you in? It's not really about your strength. You could have done the hundreds, but you chose to go back to the 70-pound dumbbells. Wouldn't it be great if you could just call upon the strength, power, mind, physical, all those mental, physical, and emotional resources on demand? Wouldn't it be great to be able to call them on demand rather than just showing up at the gym? Ben?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay, that's how I'm using neuro-linguistic programming. So this is how it can work for you. Now, I'll tell you, that bit, slapping on the chest, that's how I just would get pumped up, slap myself on the chest. Think about what I'm doing. I would say to myself, if you see my lips, I would go, I see it, I hear it, I feel it, I know it. So I'm doing all my senses to the dumbbells. Boom, slap my chest. See it, hear it, feel it, know it, slap my chest. And that's the way that I program that sense of touch, that sense of that emotional, that physical trigger that would put me in that state. Just like you remembered your girlfriend when you heard Jodeci, when my chest feels that slap and it hears in my mind saying, see it, hear it, feel it, know it. Boom, I'm in my strongest state. That's what makes me consistent. That's what gives me the courage to tackle the challenging weight, and that's how I was able to lift so much weight day in and day out so consistently over so many years. So that's what it is for you. Now, have I changed it now that maybe I'm not competing, maybe I'm in a commercial gym? Well, you can do something that's maybe not so outrageous, bizarre. You can do things like just say it to yourself. Do this when you're in the most pumped up state. Don't just do it anytime, right? See it, I hear it, I feel it, I know it. You can just snap your fingers, okay? That sound of you snapping your fingers, the physical sensation of snapping your fingers, locks it in. Just hold to your side, lock it in. And then you'll see that with enough practice. See, you got to remember something. I've been doing that for years. That's why, boom, I can just turn it on like a light bulb. Is it time to get strong? Skip, boom. It's just like a switch for me because, again, using that physical, mental, emotional resources, using this neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and you can learn more about that by Google searching it. You know, that's what I'm doing, and that's how I call upon the power on a consistent basis. Does that answer your question, Ben?
Yeah, that brought a lot of clarity. Thanks, Skip.
Okay, so is that something that you think you might try?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Okay.
In your mind, has the positive produced more in you than the negative triggers, like thinking more about things that make you angry or things that are make you like happy, like a good feeling?
You know what, Ben? I tell you what, that is a great question. And it's so great on so many different levels. And for those of you listening to the show live or you're listening to the podcast, let me just tell you something. I've helped out so many bodybuilders as I've been going through my journey and then through one-on-one phone consultations. I do one-on-one phone consultations. That's what I do throughout the day all over the world. And send me an email if you're interested in taking your training up to the next level with one-on-one phone consultations. I'll figure out a program and a rate for you. So send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. And I do it all over the world, too, with Skype phone services, with Yahoo phone services. We can keep those your phone bill costs down, so if you're calling all over the country or all over the world, all right? And again, remember I said at the top of the show, if you heard that, Ben, is that what I found is your challenge when it comes to the gym, the training strategies, the eating, those challenges, those problems come down to personal life challenges. And I'm just reminded that every single day. And the people who gravitate towards me who have the one-on-one coaching or listen to a talk show or kind of like my approach to this training and nutrition, I found out that we all share a commonality, and it's how we're motivated. Now, we all think we're totally in control, all positive, and I'm getting the sense from your question is that it's the negative things in life. It's people telling you you can't do it. Maybe some negative energy is what is driving you a lot of times in the gym. Am I right when I assume that, Ben?
Oh, yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah. It's just the way you form the question. And, look, that is normal. Now, to the point of your story is you want to use all the different angles of your mind to become the best. So any positive things that you're going towards, those positive results, if that's what drives you, if you're that type of person, well, use all of those. If you're the person who needs negative things, like people say you can't do it, or you're tired of getting sand kicked in your face, people telling you you're skinny, or you're tired, maybe, I don't know, your girlfriend left you for a big musco dude, whatever it takes, positive stimulation, negative stimulation, whatever it takes for you to become the best, I would say to use it. And I think ideally the perfect combination of both is probably the best way to go about it. Let me ask you a question just for you. You called up this show. You get the one-on-one coaching. Tell me what is driving you, and tell me why you would ask that question. Let's get a little bit deeper, Ben.
Well, I asked it because for myself, I think anger or negative things drive me more than the positive. And I didn't know if that was normal or if I should be trying to incorporate more positive motivations.
Right. Well, normal, one thing that I found out is don't worry about what is normal because you need to go through your own journey and work it out in your own head. Other thing, too, on a positive note of what you're saying is that, I tell you, dealing with so many people, watching them in seminar personal growth type settings for 25 years, your challenge, Ben, is everyone's challenge, all right? We all come across differently, like we got our stuff together, this or that, but I tell you what, Ben, I'll tell you, being in this business for so long, I could pretty much tell you some things that have been going on. You've had some challenges growing up, haven't you, Ben?
No, most definitely.
Okay.
That's a whole
show's worth. Yeah, no, and I know, and it's if you feel comfortable opening up, I can't tell you how many people you're going to help out because your story, Dan, believe it or not, it's my story. Your story are those people out there. You know, what they say is that what happens to us as we grow up in that, like, 0 to 8 age range, it kind of creates the way we start seeing the world. We spend our whole life trying to work from that frame. So I would say that maybe some things that you remember back when you were a kid, like 8 years old, a lot of times it's, and you don't necessarily need to get into it, it's sometimes the way we're raised, some type of parenting. Sometimes our trust is broken on the world, and we spend our whole time not trusting, and we rely on ourselves, try to get control of our own emotions as much as possible without relying on other people. Because our trust is broken, we create this world where we can just focus on ourselves, our eating, our training, our lives, our career. And the least we can depend on other people, all right, because what? People let us down. We learn that as a young age, right? I mean, am I hitting home on any issues right now, Ben?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so the more you can kind of create this equation of life where you believe, and again, you're making these adjustments because you've come to a certain set of beliefs back when you were a young man, is that people will let you down. Maybe you had a dad who let you down. Maybe there was, you know, when you're a kid, a dad wasn't there. Mom, maybe a little chaos growing up, something. Is that you learn how not to depend on people, not trusting. You start looking for things in people that will let you down, and boom, guess what? They magically happen, all right? And that's what happens, and before you know it, you start looking for situations. They start reappearing, and then you start, you know, recoiling back into your own world, try to get your own sense of certainty for yourself. And what I found out is that we don't realize that. It makes total sense to us that we start living our lives that way. Bodybuilding and training is a way, even the people who think they're the most sane, they're the most normal, the most well-adjusted, because most of us think that of ourselves anyway. Bodybuilding and training, that amount of focus, that amount of dedication that makes us that 5% who would even go to a gym, we're going for something, some type of control in our life, that illusion of control. And so how close I am to where you're at right now, Ben?
You got your finger right on it, Skip.
Okay. Now, and this is why I coach. So like I said, you know, your challenges in the gym are a lot of times the challenges in life. So when you're in the gym, and do you think about a particular person? Is it on the job or a relationship that is causing that negative emotion that's driving you?
Yeah, I have a whole list of ones I can choose from, but yeah, I do.
Well, what's the most prevalent one in your mind?
My boss, most time, to be honest with you.
Your boss, the job?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's that feeling of lack and control in your job. And so, you know, maybe this bodybuilding is going to, it's something you can hang on to where, you know, you're working for this guy and he controls that aspect of your life that takes up 40 or more hours a week, making you miserable. And this is your peace and your solitude that you can control yourself. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a good place to blow some steam.
Yeah, definitely. And it's really about gaining control. You know, you can control your eating habits. You can control your performance. No one can get in your way. No one can hold you like a puppet on a string, like maybe you feel your boss is doing right now. You know, so, you know, I've got this saying as I coach people in the personal development area is that sometimes you have to learn how to survive before you thrive. And that's one of the reasons why I motivation, personal development, pump up type, nice little sayings. We all know where we should go, but sometimes it's too much of a leap going from totally thriving to become a multimillionaire with this great physique and this great life. Yeah, we know we should want that, but heck, we're just trying to gain a little bit piece of ourselves right now. That's too much of a jump. And so, you know, maybe doing a little better job of surviving is the first step. And I think that you've done a great thing by focusing your attention, taking control of your life with something that you can control with this bodybuilding training. I do think that there's some deeper things that you already know. It sounds like you already know that you need to address. You can become the most focused bodybuilder, become the best-known drug-free bodybuilder in the world, do that for 15 years straight. Let me just tell you, those other challenges in your life, when you're all done with that journey, you're going to still have to come back and address those. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, unfortunately it does.
No, you know what, Ben, no. It's not unfortunately, because that's just the way how life works. And as your friend here, as someone who's, you know, been all around the world with personal development seminars and the training and the nutrition, life is that this is a good place to start. You get control of this. You get structure and organization in your day. You count on yourself to wake up at a certain time, to go to the gym, become that top 5% who goes to the gym on a consistent basis, who can be disciplined to eat. We can worry about those things later. Let's just get you to survive, feel good about yourself, take back some control, and then we can get to those issues later. You know, and here's the thing, if this makes you feel better, we all have our challenges, Ben. We all have our challenges, so don't think you're going through this thing alone. And have you listened to my Manformation talk radio show, Ben?
Yeah, I've listened to several episodes of, not every episode like this show, but several episodes.
Okay.
Of.
Right. Anything I say on there, let me just, for the listeners out there, my Manformation talk radio show, it's teaching you how to have more alpha male leadership qualities, those strategies in life, how to carry yourself, conduct yourself in this world, whether it's at the job, like Ben's talking about, or in your relationships. It's a way of thinking, taking control of your life, you writing the script to your life rather than someone else and you being a part in their life. And that's the way that you're feeling, is that somebody else is running your life when you spend those 40-plus hours at the job. Talks about controlling the frame, knowing what you want, how you develop relationships with other people, and when they've gone a little sour, like this one at the job, how to change the frame. It's about carrying yourself. It starts with the way you think about yourself as a man in this world, what you think about yourself and what you think you're capable of. Then it's about your body movements, how you carry yourself. Do you present yourself with power, confidence? And then it's how you deal with other people. That's what the Manformation show is all about. It's alpha strategies that transform you into the man you really want to be. All right? Send me an email, and I'll send you the times of those shows if you're listening to the show. And we talk about all those things. Now, again, so when you listen to the show and that show, you've listened to it a couple of times, how does that hit you? Tell me, is that something that maybe you think about, you don't think it applies to you, or you're maybe caused a little bit too pain, much pain, you don't want to worry about that? Just show me how to get into the gym and train and eat. Tell me, honestly, Ben, when you listen to the Manformation show, how does that affect you?
Pretty much for the most part, I've been just concentrating mostly on the bodybuilding and that aspect of it. The Manformation is helpful for me when I have listened to it, because growing up without a father, it's almost like teaching me how to be a man, you know, like not knowing how to do that, you know, and that's great for me, because then I can teach my kids how to do the same thing, you know.
Right, right. Now, I definitely can hear you, is that, you know, Ben, my father left the scene, and, you know, after like 30-something years, I met him for the first time a couple of years ago, so I definitely know what you're talking about, and, you know, that's really been, and I had a stepfather. I was fortunate to have a stepfather in my life, except for, you know, how it is with broken families. The stepfather has to take a more a passive role in the raising process, and, you know, if he isn't necessarily the most dominant alpha male, he's more passive beta male. Well, that's how you learn how this world works. But the only way that you can change that is when you're just so tired of it, or maybe you have a coach or a friend's father or somebody you kind of link on to that. And so, you know, just like I've dove into all the training principles and nutrition to become the world's best-known drug-free bodybuilder, well, over the last 5 years or so, and actually all through that personal development over 25 years, if that's how I've broken down the alpha strategies, those male leadership qualities, how to be a man, as you said, I've broken those down in those same specific ways. And that's what the Manformation Talk Radio Show is about. I'm launching another show. It's a spinoff, and it complements that perfectly, those manly alpha male leadership type ways of thinking, and you take it in the gym. It's the Manformation's Alpha Male Fitness. And when I talk about carrying yourself with certainty and confidence, that certain walk, it's how to make eye contact with a person. It's about, you know, Ben, do you ever go to the gym? You work out in a commercial gym, Ben?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You know, let me ask you, do you ever go to the drinking fountain or that squat rack and you're getting there at the same time as somebody else and you both walk up to the squat rack at the same time? Now, be honest here, Ben. who do you let, who gets the squat rack when you walk up at the same time as some other guy?
Depends on who the guy is.
Does it? Why should that matter?
That's an
honest answer. A great answer, actually. So tell me, what guy wouldn't get it? And you would just say, hey, well, we got here at the same time. I guess I got the squat rack.
Well, it's maybe the smaller guy that I know isn't really focused on his workouts that I've seen in the gym. Maybe he's going to just put like a 25 on the squat rack or something. I know that he'd be even better off to go over on the Smith machine or something.
So the little guy, you kind of he has to go find something else. But the bigger guy who may seem more certain, confident, know what he's doing, you'll let him have the squat rack before you.
Yeah, because I respect some of the lifters and bodybuilders in the gym that I know are ready to be focused on their workout and do their thing, whereas you see other guys who are just in there piddling around and not really wanting to be there and not really focused on their workouts at all.
Well, you know what? You have no idea, Ben, really. You have no idea who wants it worse than the other. That little guy, that guy can be a multimillionaire who's hardcore. Maybe he's a trader on Wall Street or whatever. You know, he may want that more than the bigger guy. See, the thing is, your influence on a subconscious basis, who wants it more than the other, okay? It's like the law of the jungle. It is the wolf pack, you know? It's like a pack of dogs or a pack of lions. We instinctively know who the alpha is. And basically, and I'm just going to be, and I appreciate your honesty, and let me just tell you something, is that the reason why I developed all these qualities is because, yeah, you know, look, obviously by what I'm doing here and what I've been doing for years and in my articles, obviously I have some alpha qualities, all right, some leadership qualities. I've always been, you know, maybe the captain. I have been the captains on all my teams and things like that, all right. It's just that, you know, I wanted to play in a higher league. I wanted to be more alpha, more of a leader. There were the guys higher on the pecking order than me, and I had to break them down. What did they do differently than me? And that's what man formation is all about. See, what's happening as you walk up to that squat rack is you're sniffing out in the lions, the pack, and he's carrying himself in a certain manner. The way he thinks, the way he carries himself, the determination that you perceive makes him out alpha you. And then he gets racked. What if I were to tell you is every time you let somebody do that, you're giving yourself a message that maybe you're not good enough, that you don't deserve this stake in the world as much as somebody else. See, if you had a dad, Ben, teaching that, he would say, F that, Ben. His time is no more valuable than yours. You're paying the same dues as him. I don't care how big he is. You go in there and you take it. And what if I were to tell you, Ben, you start teaching yourself to treat yourself that way and have other people respond to you that way, and you do that every single morning in the gym, you will become more alpha in the rest of your life. You take these same man formation alpha male strategies, you take them into the gym, you practice them, you practice the way you walk, you talk, you speak, the essence, the charisma, the leadership, the power that you send off, that the big guy is going to let you go on the squat rack first. Wouldn't that be powerful to you? And wouldn't you be teaching yourself a lesson? Wouldn't you love to walk the squat rack at the same time as that big guy? And he says to you, okay, you're first, go ahead. Wouldn't that be powerful, Ben?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, you can learn those skills. You just have to be conscious of it. You listen to the Man Formation Show. All right, then the next day on Wednesday, if you listen to the Man Formation Alpha Male Fitness Show, I'm going to teach you how to walk and talk and train in the gym with a mindset like a man. Teach yourself those alpha qualities where those big guys are going to sense that you are more determined, okay, that you are more aggressive, that you want it worse than they do, and they're going to get out of your way. How does that sound?
That's exciting.
Okay, and you practice those skills every single day in the gym while you're practicing your muscles, you know, you're stimulating your muscles, right? Let me ask you this. If I get you to train in the morning, if I get you thinking like an alpha male, a leader, you attack those weights with focus and determination, you walk with certainty and confidence. When you walk past the big guys or the little guys, and then you make eye contact, and they say, hey, and you say, hey, with a strong dominant voice. You make sure they break eye contact first, because that's what a confident man does. He's the last one who keeps eye contact a split second longer. When you both reach the drinking fountain at the same time, well, you say, I guess I'm first. You don't say that, but you just take it, because you're determined. You walk from place to place. You don't swivel around the gym looking, hey, who's looking at me? Hey, what's going on? No, you're the guy who just walks with certainty, confidence from exercise to exercise. People are observing you. You're not observing other people. You're in there with a man with a mission. All right? People don't come up to you and say, hey, why are you lifting? Why are you only doing 4 to 6 reps? Because you know what? They stay away because you are so strong in your frame. You know what you're doing, that they just kind of stay away. If they're going to ask you anything, they're asking you for advice. They're not challenging what you do. Let me ask you something, Ben. If I can condition your brain to walk, talk, think, train in the gym, approach your cardio with a plan, with focus, with direction, like an alpha, strong leadership, do you think you would have bigger muscles in 3 months and 6 months in a year?
Oh, yeah. I'm certain of that.
Okay. Let me ask you this. If I get you to train in the morning, you condition your mind to think that way. You condition your body to act that way. All right? And then you condition the people around you to treat you like you treat that big guy walking up to the squat rack. They start treating you that way. You shower up. You get ready for work. And then you face your boss. Do you think that 3 months from now that the frame, the relationship, the reality of what's going on, do you think there's a chance that might change, that he might be treating you with a lot more respect, and right now you're all down and angry about your job? Do you think it might change if you condition yourself how to think, walk, talk, and have people treat you like the strong, powerful alpha male, those leadership qualities that you didn't learn when you were a kid? Do you think that things might change on the job?
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
Okay. Can you train in the morning? Is that possible for you?
Yeah, it is. Just me getting up a little earlier, that's all.
Right. So, you know, it's a good question. I think a lot of people can learn from, excited about it. Because like I said, your personal challenges in life, that's what's causing you to get in the way of your training strategies, eating strategies. Look, you know, when people, there's been experts who have been, there's areas of my life where I want to just be awesome at that I wasn't good at. And they would say, hey, this stuff is easy. I mean, that would be frustrating to me a lot of times because I go, well, it's not easy. I'm trying hard. Well, I'm here to tell you, finding the right training strategy, finding the right eating strategy, heck, send me an email. I can send you the eating principles. I can send you my website and give you a diet. Just follow any of them. Go to the Max OT training program. Sign up for that course. Look, the thinking is done for you. Now it's using the power of your mind, all right? This stuff, when you get your life in order, then the other stuff becomes easy. So I want you to listen to the Man Formation show. I want you to go to the Man Formation website, go into the message boards, start developing yourself as a man in the gym with these alpha qualities, these leadership qualities. Think about yourself differently. Take that into your workplace, and you're going to find out that work, life, your training, everything is going to be different. So Tuesday night is the Man Formation show. Wednesday is the Alpha Male Fitness, where all those leadership qualities, how to walk, talk, think, how people treat you in the gym, we'll do that in a fitness type of context. Does that sound good to you, Ben?
Yeah. When is that the Alpha Male Fitness show going to begin?
Now, if you can do it the same way you listen to this show. If you're listening to an archived or podcasted version, you can do it the same exact way if that's what you do it. But it will be live. Tuesday night is the Man Formation show at the same time the very next night on Wednesday. And I know that I'm broadcasting all over the world here, so it's different times. But the same time the very next day is where the Man Formation's Alpha Male Fitness show will be. That will teach you how to incorporate all those skills in the gym. All right? So check that out. You can send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com for more information on that. You can go bookmark the site. Go to www.alphamalefitness.com. www.alphamalefitnessradio.com. Alphamalefitnessradio.com, and bookmark that for the next upcoming show. Again, go to manformationradio.com or just send me an email, send you all this information, okay? As we wind down to the end of the show, hey, thanks a lot, Ben. I want you to be our first caller on our first show on Wednesday night. I appreciate the call. I think a lot of people can benefit from what you share with them. So thank you for joining me on this show today, everyone. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com, www.skiplacour.com.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing on Muscle, Max Ortiz Style, is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing on Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a 1-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I've limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing on Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing on Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one. Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning.